Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's up, champion? Sam Crowley, April 12th, 2016. It's great to have you inside the Every Day Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet. We're blowing up. We're blowing up. Had a great conversation with the checkout clerk at Kroger this morning. Do all of the Crowley shopping early in the morning, 7 a.m., right when the girls leave. I head to Kroger if I'm not dropping them off. We got this thing called carpooling now. When you got four kids, you got to get into this thing called carpooling. So appreciate the neighbor, Scott. Shout out to Scott, taking my girls to school this morning. So yours truly could go shop for the Crowley compound. Hey, so while I was there, man, I had a cart full. When I say a cart full of groceries, I mean stacked to the top and more. And I'm going through the checkout line. I shared a conversation with you. I had with Jenny. Jenny's a great lady, by the way. Really bubbly lady. Been working for Kroger for 36 years. 36 years. Can you imagine spending 36 years? And she loves it. She said she's only got 11 more to go. She said, because of my age, I only have 11 more years to go. Now, I kept asking her, do you love what you do? Do you love? And I think we got kind of kept getting interrupted. Stuff was going on. We didn't have a bagger, by the way. So I was bagging all my own groceries. Loved it. Great exercise first thing in the morning. But anyway, I never really got the sense. I'm not sure if she loves the 36 years plus 11, 47 years at Kroger or not. But before we go there, hey now. Now we got people waking up this week. We got one day till the launch of the Everyday Saturday Academy. Pamela, at Chow Pamela says, I'm in for the hashtag EDIS Academy. Fire it up. Thank you, Pamela. Christy Ponticelli, God, I hope I am saying that correctly. Christy says, I'm most definitely in. Yeah. Hey, Jacqueline was geeking out because she got a shout out on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Get your geek on, everybody. Shout out to Kevin Dean. So I just listened to your September 15th, 2014 podcast, where focus goes, energy flows. So true. I'm marathon listening to your podcast, Kevin. You only have about 300 more to go if you're in September of 2014. Maybe more, not sure, but you're going to love it. Take the week off work. Call all your friends. Say, don't bother me for a week. I'm binging out on the Everyday Saturday podcast. David Kosern. Oh, God. Did I butcher your last name? K-O-E-H-R-S-E-N. Kersen. I'm in for the Academy. Hey, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods this weekend taking a family kid fest at Great Wolf Lodge. Great Wolf Lodge is awesome right there by Kings Island. Have a ball. We got Real Rose at Real Rose. I'm super excited. Wet my pants. Now, we all know what that is to reference to last week's show. Are you a wet your pants kind of excited? Real Rose, congratulations for wetting your pants. That is awesome. Michelle Sparks, the world-famous Michelle Sparks from Down Under, Sydney. I'm in. Have you released any details for the Academy? Not yet, Michelle. All of that is tomorrow. Are you on the mailing list at everydayissaturday.com? That's where you're going to get the details tomorrow. When we go into pre-launch and the early bird offer, you are going to love, 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 love. Let me get back to the conversation with the clerk at Kroger. Jenny, the world-famous checkout clerk. So she says, I get this all the time, by the way, because A, not a lot of husbands do the shopping. B, not a lot of husbands do the shopping at 7 a.m. C, not a lot of husbands do shopping at the grocery store with a smile on their face like they ate a banana sideways, okay? Excuse me. So as I'm checking out, Jenny says, so what do you do? I love that question. It's got to be one of my top five questions. What do you do? Let me ask you a question.
What do you do? I'm asking you. Listen to the podcast. What do you do?
I'm in charge of purchasing and senior VP. No. That's your title. When you were born, it didn't say plumber. Hi, I'm Samuel Pierce Crowley, plumber. No.
Samuel Pierce Crowley, born June 29th, 1968.
Son to Catherine Crowley.
All right? And I can be whatever the hell I want to be. That's up to me. I got a blank canvas to write on. I wish I would have known that 20 years ago, though. Nobody told me. I thought I had to go get a job.
So when people said, what do you do? Oh, I'm a division manager of a Fortune 100 company.
Country. Could have done that, too. Anyway, here's the point, guys. What do you do, man? When she said, what do? I said, I show people how to quit their jobs. Now, I'll also go to option two, which is I help rescue corporate slaves, but I only say that to corporate slaves. See, my goal is to get a rise with one sentence out of somebody so they look at me like I blew a dog whistle at them, all right? So when Jenny's just going, here comes a grocery, deep, beep, beep, comes to bread, to produce, beep, scanning it, putting it in the bag. She goes, what do? Jenny, that's a great question. Let me tell you what I do. I show people how to quit their jobs. Come on. No, really? That's the response I get all the time. Now, with the arrogant guy, it's always the guys that are the arrogant ones, the corporate guy, you know, with the tie on, starched shirt, like this thing could actually slice open your fingernail and give you a paper cut. It's got that much starch on it. That guy says, so what do? One time, actually, this is pretty funny. 2 years ago when I took the summer off, or 3 years ago, 2013, we took the entire summer off. I didn't work from June 1st to September 1st. Rode roller coasters at Kings Island for the whole summer. In between, I'd go work out at our club here, and guy in the, Johnny with the starched shirt and the tie, we're just trying to make small talk. It was very painful for both of us because we had nothing in common. He's a corporate slave, and I'm just who I am. And he goes, I go, what do you do? And he goes, I'm VP in charge of something. I don't even know what it was. I wasn't even paying attention. He goes, what do you do? I go, well, right now I ride roller coasters. What are you talking about? What do you do for a living? I go, yeah, that's what I do. I ride roller coasters. I film them, and I put them on Instagram and Facebook. You? What do you do? That conversation lasted about 20 more seconds, and it got the old shake of the head and walked out. And I mumbled something. Oh, yeah, nice to meet you. Hey, you too. You too, Joe. Good luck. Have fun back at work. Now, Jenny this morning was enthralled. I mean, enthralled. She's like, come on. I go, yeah. Show people how to quit their job. She goes, wow, that's amazing. I said, hey, you know, I like to think so. She goes, do you work out of your home? I go, yeah, I have a home office I work out of. When I want to, though, I go, hey, be honest with you. Sometimes I'll work 7 days a week. Other times I won't work for a month. It just, you know what's beautiful? I go, here's the deal, Jenny. Since you asked, okay, and I got $340 worth of groceries, it's going to take a while since nobody's bagging. I'm bagging and you're scanning. It's going to take a while. Let me tell you why. I'm psychologically unemployable, Jenny. So I can't take orders from anybody any longer. It's like just a Pavlovian response. When someone tells me what to do, I just cringe and the hair on my neck stands up and I fall down and pass out. And I'll lie on the floor until that person actually leaves the room, okay? And that's what happened. I am psychologically unemployable. I've diagnosed myself. So rather than take orders from somebody else, I've chosen to actually create my own path in life. And so I launched a company called Every Day is Saturday. Check it out, everydayissaturday.com. She was loving it. You know why? Because she has a great personality. You know why? She has no ego. And she's just a wonderful lady. Just a ball of laugh. It was so much fun talking to her. Now, you have that conversation with someone who hates her life, it's a different story. See, that's not a me problem. I say that answer to everybody the exact same way all the time. The problem is most people are so caught up into themselves and they're so insecure and they realize they played small in life. That's a you problem. Okay, that's their problem. How could it be my problem that I chosen to love life and really enjoy what I do? Why is that my problem? That's your problem if that rubs you the wrong way. Just because I say I rescue corporate slaves and I'm psychologically unemployable, what would it be better if I pick up dog crap in people's backyards and I hate it and I get paid $4 an hour? Oh, gee, now that would make a lot of people feel better about themselves. Well, geez, I'm not picking up dog crap in the backyard making $4 an hour. I guess my life doesn't suck too bad. Hey, well, you want to grab a drink sometime? That's how you get friends. That's how you go. It's a race to the bottom, everybody. It's a race to the bottom. You want to be elite? You want to sniff that rare air? You want to leave Averageville? then you go tell people what you do. And if you don't tell, if you're currently not doing that, oh, Sam, well, that's great for you. Here's what's next going through somebody's mind. Well, that's great for you. You know, you got this going on. You got that. Well, what about me? I'm not really where I'm. Well, hey, that's okay. Don't tell people where you've been, though. Tell people where you're going. All right? Tell people where you're going. That's why the windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror. You've got to tell me, well, you know, I've been bankrupt 4 times. I'm on antidepressants and I'm overweight and my spouse left me and my kids hate me. Other than my life being a sad country music song, everything's great. Everything's great. Don't worry. I could use your prayers, but don't worry about me. Oh, okay. We got a Donnie drama here. Okay. We're going to air out all the drama. Okay. Save the drama for your mama. Here's what we need to do. Tell people where you're going. Well, right now I'm in a job, but I'm working on a great movement. I'm working on getting water to third world countries through this business I've just launched. A portion of the proceeds are going to help fund clean water in third world countries. Isn't that amazing? Wow. What's the vehicle you're using to get that clean water to third world countries? Well, funny you ask. This is what I do. You know, but you don't got to be nuts and like I am and tell people you're psychologically unemployed. But I do it because I love to get reactions from people. That's the only reason I engage in any kind of dialogue with anybody is to get a reaction from them. Hey, how are you? Don't say, hey, how are you to me? Okay, if we're just past, because I'm going to tell you how I'm doing. All right. And you're going to hate it because it's going to be exciting for me to explain that to you. And I'm going to be smiling the entire time. All right, that's the way we got to be. But instead, we've chosen to be what? Robots. Here we go. I'm a copy. Put me through the human copy machine. Here we go. Just getting up, printing them all out, man. How are you? Good. Not bad for a Monday. Wednesday's hump day. Thank God it's Friday. Bah. Don't be a copy, baby. What do you do? What do you do? That's the question that should get you jacked up. We're one day away from this early bird offer. If you haven't sent me a tweet, I'm going to give you a shout out on Twitter just like I did to everybody else. Let me know. You in or not? It's the Everyday Saturday Academy early bird offer that you will not be able to refuse. You're going to hit the buy button faster than you can say, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.